You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
You hear it echo down the canyons outside LA, swirling up and down San Francisco Bay, from upstate New York to downtown USA.
One of the most underrated, talented guys out there, at least Gavin McLeod thinks so. He said that last time we had these two guys talk together. He's now vying for the most visits on the Drew Marshall Show. He's trying to beat Kathy Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kent from Smallville, Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, and John Schneider, the Captain Crunch addict, is on the phone with us. How you doing, John?
Oh my gosh, you had to bring up Captain Crunch. I got to go buy a box now.
No, you don't. You kick that. I know you're not a. I know you're not a crunchy junkie.
You got me thinking about my guitar. See that? Now there you go.
Wow!
There you go.
What? Tell us about the axe. What did you just pick up?
This is a Taylor.
Which model?
Oddly enough, Schneider. Schneider is a Taylor. This is the Liberty Tree. I don't know if you know about the Liberty Tree Taylor or not.
I don't.
Well, way back when the United States was 13 colonies, they took sanctuary under trees because they didn't have buildings yet. And under these trees, they were called Liberty Trees. There were 13 of them, obviously. And the last one fell down in a hurricane about, 10 years ago. And Taylor, the guy that makes these Taylor guitars, down in San Diego, I think, hauled the tree away and made a 400, I think, guitars out of the wood from the last Liberty Tree. So anyway,
dude,
that's what I'd play.
So listen, like, I just have a 1976 Jumbo Guild. I don't have a Liberty Tree.
Oh, a Guild is a great guitar. No, Guild, that's great.
Okay.
Guild is great.
Yeah, but I want
to... You got to add now to the intro. You have to add because I have a movie in the top 10, and that's unheard of.
Hold on, seriously. Like, we've got a number of things to talk about in, like, I don't know, 12 minutes. What is going on with October Baby?
October Baby is just kicking butt out there. It's an amazing movie, very well done by these two brothers in out of Alabama that used to shoot football games. But they have this incredible sensibility, and they did this movie called October Baby, which radical people on either side of the argument are calling a radical movie. But really, it's a movie about forgiveness. And movies about forgiveness, everybody who's ever held a grudge or had a grudge held against them for anything knows the power and value of forgiveness, and that's what this movie is about.
Yeah, folks, you need to hear this. October Baby had a strong opening the same week that The Hunger Games debuted, and the independent movie managed to claim eighth place at the box office, grossing $1.7 million that first weekend, while having used the equivalent of a fraction of the Hollywood production's budget, like a fraction of The Hunger Games budget.
Well, here's how you put it. There's a thing called craft service, which is basically coffee and tea and cookies.
And cereal. Right? Don't forget cereal.
The Hunger Games and Captain Crunch. The Hunger Games spent more on craft services,
no way,
than we spent on the whole movie. And that'll put it into perspective. And here's another thing. October Baby opened in 390 screens, and come April 13th, it'll be in 200 more, which is great for an independent film.
Yeah.
Hunger Games came out in 4,500 theaters, several screens per theater. So I'm not trying to diss the Hunger Games. I saw it, and I think the Hunger Games is a good movie.
Yeah.
It cost $300 million, folks. $300 million.
Wow.
October Baby cost $800,000.
You know, if you totaled all the money that you've spent on Daddy Donut Day, you might get $300,000.
$300,000, yeah, but never $300 million. No, donuts are not that expensive. You know, I might get $3,000. Come on, now.
Okay, all right. It's just
I'm so excited because I've been involved in a lot of movies, obviously, over the years, and many of them have been really good, and a bunch of them have not been. But this is a fantastic movie. The exciting thing for me is everybody is talking about it. We were on the front page of the New York Times this week.
Yeah.
We didn't have a picture, but we were down in the bottom left on the front page of the New York Times, because people can't figure out why this little movie, we're kind of the little engine that could. You remember that, I think I can?
Yeah.
This movie is breaking all kinds of records. And I think it's because, you know, people need to hear that holding something against somebody is a burden. It's a weight that you don't need to carry. And yes, it is. The movie does center around a young girl. It's a true story, based on a true story, about a young girl who is a abortion survivor. Two words I had never heard put together before. I don't know if you have, but I never heard those words before put together in a sentence. So it's exciting for me, because I have several other movies that are trying to come out, and maybe this movie will help them see the light of day.
I hope so. I really do. I just need to bring up that movie to movement is doing a little thing with this movie where they're giving away 100 tickets for church groups to see the film this weekend. So if you want to,
cool.
Yeah, if you go to movietomovement.com, you'll find out all about that. I mean, there is a movement behind this, and it's a very, very well done. I saw one scene in there where you turned around and you had this grumpy father, serious.
I wanted to kill that kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, you know, I like to really get into the scene, and the gentleman, the young guy that plays Jason, after we did the first take, he said, "You scared the pants off me." That's not what he said, but, yeah. You know, we're on the radio. He said, what was that? I said, I tell you what, do me a favor. Do something that will piss me off. Call me a name.
Yeah.
And there's the scene you're talking about. I turn around, and it's kind of like John Wayne in Red River. I'm going to kill this kid.
Yep.
And the reason I have my thumbs in my pocket is because if I have free use of my hands, I'm going to take his head off. Because I said to him, I said, look, really, truly, it's what we did on Smallville a lot. It's an actor trick. You know, if you're supposed to be angry, talk to your fellow actor and say, look, say something about Captain Crunch, you know, yeah. Or sing the, you know, do something.
Really?
Just aggravate me, because when I turn around, I want people to see that I'm really mad.
Yeah.
And I will aggravate you in return. You know, I believe in the law of reciprocity.
Of course. Of course. Well, you're American, so, yeah. You know.
Absolutely. So that scene is a scene where this young man is saying what a lot of young people say, which, you know, as I'm going to be 52 tomorrow.
Excuse me.
Sunday is my birthday.
You're stealing my thunder, dude. All right. You ready? We had this planned. You ready, Tim?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear John Snyder.
Happy
birthday to you.
There you go.
Wow, not since the last time I was at Benihana have I heard a song butchered.
I didn't even know Benny Hinn could sing. Wow.
Oh, no. Now that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Funny. Bless you. It's a scene where this young guy turns around to me and says, I know how you feel. Okay, he's 19 years old, and he's saying, if you've ever had a 19-year-old tell you they know how you feel about anything, then you'll know why I turned around and I wanted to take his head off.
Yep.
This guy is the best friend. One of the things this movie does so incredibly well is the lead guy and girl have been friends since they were like three. And you never, the whole thing about, well, you know, obviously they're going to get together. It never feels like they're going to be anything except best friends until the moment where they realize that the reason they are always there for one another is because they truly love one another, but like best friends do. I don't know how they pulled that off.
Yeah.
In this movie. It's just everything that the Irwin brothers tried to do with this movie, they did, and they did 100-fold. So I'm so proud to be part of October Baby.
And by the way, he's coming and playing some music up here at Niagara Falls. All right, John Snyder, thanks for
joining. Yes, Casino, come on up. Tom Wolpat, which drives him crazy. Tom is a rehearsal guy. I've been on live television and had and not known what I was going to sing until the guy pointed at me.
Yeah. Tom likes to work it out a little bit beforehand.
Yeah, and he says, Johnny, please just do the set list. And I say, Tom, I'll do the set list until it starts to not work, and then just stand back.
Folks, Bo and Luke Duke are, of course, together again at Falls View Casino Resort on April 12th and 13th. That's next weekend. Tickets start at $25. John, you got your guitar there going. Are you going to lay a little something down?
Sure. Well, I'm practicing. I got to practice for the Tom Wopat show.
All right, for the Tom Wopat. Give us a little. Give us a little something, something there.
Yeah. Anyway, we're supposed to talk. It's an interview, right?
Oh, buddy, we were jamming with you.
The Masters.
Yeah, how's Tiger doing? Is he come back? Is he still bogeying?
Tiger, no. See, I'm watching the Masters because there's a guy named Fred Couples who is 52 years old.
Yeah.
Who is the horse I'm betting on.
Hold on. Isn't Fred on the God Squad? Isn't he a Jesus guy, or do I have the wrong guy? I think he is, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, well, it doesn't really matter.
I don't know. You know, I wish I had that list, but I don't.
I hear there's a list. I hear there's a list.
I'll tell
somewhere.
You what, there, God is on the golf course because you talk to him a lot. And yeah. You say things you shouldn't say, and you say things you should.
all right, listen, just before we say goodbye,
I know what that means, yes.
Just please give us a little bit of how's she going with Ellie, Karis, and Chasen. What's going on? Real quick, fill us in.
It's exciting. Chasen is visiting us. He goes to college in London at Lambda, the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts. He's my son. I went to see Fiddler on the Roof, the movie, with a couple of nights ago. Love it, talking with him. Karis is going to go. She's a senior in high school, and she's going off to Savannah to college. She's a designer. So I'm excited about that. Leah works for a post-production company in Burbank, California, and Mandy just gave Ellie and I a grandbaby. Yes, I said it, a grandbaby named Gianna Noel King. So all is good in the Schneider household.
I forgot to bring up Mandy. Sorry about that.
The oldest one. Everybody forgets the oldest one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. My son feels the same way. I haven't talked to Gavin. Last time I talked to Gavin McLeod, his wife was not doing real well, and you know, her eyesight. And have you talked with him by chance in the last year or two?
I've talked to him in the last year or two, but I've not talked to him in the last year.
Okay.
Gavin is a sweetheart, and yeah. I'm sure you know he's one of those special people. He's a great actor, a wonderful personality, and a good man. I have a film that I'm going to go after him for if I can get it financed. And again, maybe October Baby will do that.
I hope so.
Maybe at the Falls View Casino, somebody would just throw, you know, a couple $100,000 up on the stage, and I'll go make a movie.
Yeah. But did you win the $465 million? Was that you?
No, darn it. I was only like, how many numbers are there? Yeah. However many numbers there are, I was that many numbers off.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I didn't buy a lottery ticket. I'm not.
No, I get it.
No, I'm the same. Not one of those guys.
I'm the same. I don't buy them either. Folks, John Schneider and Tom Wopat together again at Falls View Casino Resort next week, April 12th and 13th.
Where do you hear us sing Baby It's Cold Outside?
Oh, that would be great.
We do. Baby It's Cold Outside.
That's classic.
It's so funny.
Well done.
So, come on and see us. We're going to have a ball. I think there's some autographs afterwards, I think. Usually there are. We did the show last year when it was like minus. It was so cold last year.
How cold was it?
How is it right now? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's nice now. We're good. We're all good to go. You know what? And I take.
I'll tell you how cold it was. I put my coffee down backstage before the concert. When I came back, it was frozen. How about that?
Now, listen, I take full credit for global warming. Every winter, I empty all my aerosol cans. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's you. It's you.
Yep.
You know, that and the chili you eat on the weekends.
Taking
care of it.
John, you're right. Nice. John Schneider, folks.
Buddy, go see October Baby. Come see Tom Wopat and I. You'll have a good time at either one or both. Hey, why not?
Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Listen, thanks again, buddy. Great to chat, John.
You got it. Thanks very much. You take care of yourself.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And if it's true, the cowboys never break right down and cry, then I don't feel much like a cowboy tonight.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?